Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Hi, my name is Sarah Berta Shimoji, and I am a GEO missionary serving as part of the Eurasia team of missionaries in Győr, Hungary. I live here together with my husband Tomás, a history teacher in the local Lutheran school, and our five-month-old daughter, Lily Jane. Győr is a city in northwest Hungary of about 128,000 people, which makes it the sixth largest in the country. Hungary is a former communist country in Eastern Europe, bordered by Austria, Slovakia, Croatia, and Romania, among others. Győr isn't very cosmopolitan, like the capital of Hungary, Budapest, but there are some Germans and Austrians who work at the largest factory in Győr, the Audi factory. There are also a few immigrants from China and a Roma gypsy population. The rest are Hungarians who are very hospitable and kind, especially once you get to know them. I am the sixth missionary who has served here in Győr, and this is my seventh year here. The first missionary from the LCMS came around 2000, and the local Lutheran school has always had a strong connection with Concordia University Irvine since then. Teams from CUI come every other year to lead camps for junior high and high school students from Lutheran schools around the country. Of the six missionaries who've served in Győr, four attended CUI, myself included. I first came as part of a short-term mission team in the summer of 2004, and I realized that God may be calling me to proclaim the gospel outside the U.S. After graduating from Concordia, I then became a missionary here from September 2008. Upon first arriving, I was confronted with some cultural differences. For example, people don't smile as much at strangers and seem to be more guarded. However, I realized that as you get to know people, they open up. Now I can't walk around the city center without seeing at least two or three people I know really well, and a few others who smile in greeting me. Of course, there were the little things too. Lunch being the main meal of the day, people walking everywhere, or going by train or bus or bicycle, and a sandwich being a breakfast food. Europe is a bit deceiving as far as culture is concerned, though, because there are so many similarities that sometimes you forget you're in a different country until something happens that hits you full on in the face with culture. So, it's definitely a learning experience. The biggest noticeable difference has to be the language. Hungarian is in the Finno-Ugric language family and isn't really related to other languages besides its very distant relative, Finnish. To give you a taste of what Hungarian sounds like, this is the first verse of Peace Like a River. Olyan békét kaptam tőled Istenem, olyan békét, mint a folyó, olyan békét, mint a folyó, olyan békét kaptam tőled Istenem. As far as religion goes, Hungary is a Christian country, but many people practice what I like to call cultural Christianity. They get married in a church and baptize their children, but if you ask them what they believe, you might just get vague ideas of God existing and all roads leading to heaven. They are Christian because their families were. There is still some fallout from communism as well, which ended in Hungary in 1989. There is a generation of people not raised in the church, and there are many who would rather trust in themselves because, in their experience, everything and everyone else disappoints. That isn't to say that I haven't met very faithful Hungarian Christians here as well, especially in the Lutheran school where I've worked as an English teacher. The last 6 years, I taught 7th through 12th grade students, although this year I'm staying at home with Lily Jane and focusing on various projects. First came, my principal said giving my students English knowledge is important, but having them know Jesus as their Savior is the most important. To that end, I included Bible stories, verses, videos, and songs in my lessons and gave my students chances to respond and question and discuss. Some students are strong Christians, some are nominal Christians, and some aren't sure what they believe. Some of my projects for this year include continuing to organize a weekly Bible study for my students and trying to give them the opportunity to meet together monthly. Sometimes the monthly activities are for fellowship and outreach, and sometimes they are for digging into Scripture more intentionally. The last 2 years, fellow missionary Melissa Cargis and I have organized a retreat for our students to meet together, study the Bible, get to know each other, and be mutually encouraged in their faith. We saw the need for this, as many Christians feel alone and need a community of fellow believers their age. This year's annual retreat will be international, including missionaries and students from all over this Eurasia region. Other projects include a pen-palling project with some of my students and those from Cross Lutheran School in New Braunfels, Texas, as well as continuing to keep in touch and mentor former students who are now attending university. I also help to coordinate summer camps in Hungary. Typically, teams come from U.S. churches or schools, or sometimes as individuals, and, working with nationals in Lutheran churches or schools, organize a one-week camp for students, similar in style to BS. Other camp and family camp have also been organized in the past. There are always more requests for teams than there are teams to come, so this is a great area of need for us. I've seen firsthand the powerful impact that camp can have on those who attend, those who organize, and the nationals who help. People come to know Jesus, people are strengthened in their faith, and people become more bold in their witness. Over the years, I have seen and heard many stories unfold, stories of God impacting my students, like the story of Ume, an expat from China, who moved with her family to Hungary when she was a toddler. She knew nothing of the Bible or Jesus, but through religion classes at school and through our further study in English classes, she became a Christian. Her senior year, we met once a week to speak English, and her faith grew as well. Or the story of Donnie, who, after attending camp twice in the summer, also began attending my Bible study. Continuing to grow in his faith, he became a leader in the group and also stepped up to translate for visiting groups from the States who spoke during our chapel services. Now Donnie is a freshman at Concordia University in Irvine, continuing to grow. Or the story of a current ninth grader, Noemi, who comes from a faithful Catholic family, but through Bible study and camp realized that she wants to be a Lutheran theology teacher in the future. She believes only Jesus saves her, not her works, and she is even now reaching out with that faith, always bringing classmates to activities and Bible study. Or the stories of countless camp attendees who had never thought about what they believed and came away with faith in Jesus. For example, Ildi, who attended camp 3 times. The theme of her first camp was splash, and she said that it was like God splashed into her life, and she began to learn more about Him. She also joined with her mom in this endeavor, and they started praying together. The theme of the second camp was shine, and Ildi said it was there that she learned how to be a shining light for Jesus, the Jesus she believed in as her Savior. The third camp theme was go, which was fitting for Ildi as she started to get involved in international student organizations and was looking forward to starting college. She realized that as she goes and does these things, she can share the gospel with others. Or Leela, who was brought to camp by one of my students. After camp, Leela shared with me how her whole life had been changed. Firstly, she gained direction as she realized that during camp, she wants to become an English teacher. Secondly, and more importantly, she came to know Jesus as her Savior. Before that point, she had been attending church and knowing about God, but she'd never realized that Jesus was for her, that He saved her. This new faith has changed her life. Or the story of Timmy, who attended a camp that a team from a congregation in Virginia organized at her church in Budapest. This team created such strong relationships with the attendees that they invited a few of them to join them at the National Youth Gathering the following year. Timmy went and learned many things about living her life as a Christian, the biggest for her being the concept of purity. Since that summer, her faith has continued to grow, and she continues to strive to live her life in this way. I pray that, by God's grace, these stories may continue to multiply. If I may be so bold, I also ask you to pray that many more may come to know Jesus as their Savior. especially one of my colleagues who was shut off to Christ a couple years ago, but who has now opened the door for discussion. I'd also like to say that if you feel the Lord calling you to serve, there are opportunities to be part of short-term teams or to serve as long-term missionaries. You can contact David Fiala at david.fiala@lcms.org. To close, a big hello goes out to my home congregation of St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Rockland, California, and its pastor, my father, Brad Cousin. Thanks for all your support.